Okay, if it's fine with all of you folks, I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Today, January 16th, 2013, at 5:31 PM. We're holding this public hearing located here at the North Carolina Cooperative Extension, Haywood County Center at 589 Raccoon Road, Waynesville, North Carolina. I'm Jason Watkins. I am the Western District Supervisor for the State Solid Waste Section in the Field Operations Branch. I am the appointed hearing officer for this public hearing concerning draft permit 4407 for the Haywood County White Oak Landfill. I would like to recognize the other solid waste staff here with me today. This is Mr. Alan Gaither, the permit engineer for the facility, and Ms. Andrea Keller. She's Environmental Senior Specialist for the Haywood County area. This hearing has been called pursuant to the North Carolina Solid Waste Management Rules 15A, North Carolina Administrative Code 13B, Section 0.1603, Section 6A, for the purposes of inviting public participation in consideration of draft permit 4407. Copies of the public notice, the draft permit, and the fact sheet are available or were available over here. If you did not get one and want one, we can get that to you. Alan just took my copy of the sign-up sheet. There's, I think, 32 approximate people here, and I have three folks currently signed up to speak. Alan, would you want to speak?
No, sir.
Okay. Who is the other folks? So we've got somewhere in 3 to 4 folks that are going to speak this evening as we move forward. Public notice of this meeting was published in accordance with the rules. North Carolina Solid Waste Management Rules require a 45-day comment period on the draft permit. The 45-day permit for comment period for this permit began on January 2nd and will end at 5 p.m. on February 15th of 2013. Any and all comments received within this 45-day period will be considered in making our final determination regarding the permit. Written comments should be submitted to Alan Gaither in our Asheville Regional Office. That address is 2090 U.S. Highway 70 Asheville, and that should be in the public notice that was published in the paper. If not, we can get that for you as well. Written statements or data concerning the draft permit may also be submitted to Alan here this evening. So if you're writing something, want to submit something, Alan can take that as well. The full application draft permit is available by review by appointment with Alan at our regional office in Asheville Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. In addition, the administrative record, including the application fact sheet, draft permit can be found on our website, and I can give you that information at a later time. There is a searchable index database where you can go and search for all the files. At this time, I'll summarize the content of the draft permit 4407 for you folks, which is the subject of this hearing. In doing so, I want to describe the permit structure itself. The permit's divided into two parts: a permit to construct, permit to operate, is how our permits work. Each consists of a list of approved documents, specifications for construction, operation, monitoring of the landfill. Copies of any documents related to this facility, again, can be found on our website or from Alan. Now I would like to read the fact sheet that's the purpose of the permit. Again, this is for solid waste permit number 4407, the Haywood County White Oak MSW Landfill, located here in Haywood County in Waynesville. It's owned by Haywood County, operated currently by Santec Environmental of North Carolina LLC. The facility is operated, again, under contract with Santec Environmental. The White Oak Landfill is located, the 911 address is 3898 Fines Creek Road and includes a total area of approximately 268 acres. The facility is currently permitted to receive MSW, Municipal Solid Waste, Construction and Demolition, C&D Waste, and Land Clearing and Inert Debris, LCID Waste. Three MSW units have been constructed at the facility. Phase one covers approximately 11.4 acres and includes approximately 720,000 cubic yards of gross capacity. Phase two covers approximately 10.2 acres and includes approximately 830,000 cubic yards of capacity. Phase three covers approximately 8.8 acres and includes approximately 1.07 million cubic yards of gross capacity. The filling of phase one is complete while phase two and three remain operational. One C&D unit was constructed at the facility. Phase one covers approximately 4 acres and contains approximately 68,000 cubic yards of waste. The C&D unit stopped receiving waste on June 30th, 2008 and was certified closed in accordance with the applicable solid waste management rules on August 31st of 2009. The facility has been permitted to construct an LCID disposal unit covering approximately 4.8 acres. To date, that unit has not been constructed and is not operational. Centec Environmental, on behalf of Haywood County, submitted to our office a substantial amendment application on May 1st of 2012. The application requested an increase in the annual disposal rate of the facility and an expansion of the service area. Currently, the facility is approved to receive approximately 79,200 tons of waste per year, generated only within the boundaries of Haywood County. The application request increased that annual disposal rate to approximately 146,000 tons of waste per year and expands the service area to include Avery, Buncombe, Burke, Cherokee, Clay, Graham, Henderson, Jackson, Macon, Madison, McDowell, Mitchell, Polk, Rutherford, Swain, Transylvania, and Yancey counties, in addition to Haywood County. The Division of Solid Waste at this point in time has determined that the application itself meets the requirements of the solid waste management rules as codified in 15A, 13B, 1601 through 1680, and therefore we have a draft permit that's been prepared for public review. So the purpose of the hearing this evening is to receive comments on the draft permit. At this time, I want to reiterate, no final decision on the permit has been made. Comments will only be accepted on the draft permit. We're not here to discuss the permit or to answer questions about the permit during the hearing or to enter into any kind of debate. Now, at the conclusion of the meeting, myself, Alan, and Andrea, we will be around for approximately 20 to 30 minutes if you want to have open discussion at that point in time. But to reiterate, the purpose of the hearing itself is to get public comment. Since there are three people signed up, generally these meetings, the time frame is 5 minutes. Okay, we have four people signed up now. Generally, the allotment is 5 minutes, but I'll be a little flexible with that. So when you come up and call, if you get to the 5 minute point, you got a little more to say. I'm not going to cut you off abruptly. I'll give a little flexibility there, but at the same point in time, I'm not going to let you go for 30 or 40. As noted, when we finish the public hearing here, both a written and an audio transcript of the meeting as a whole will be available on the Solid Waste Management website for anyone that wants to go back and review it or see it. In addition, you can ask Alan for a written copy. And in addition to that, as I said, a written response to all comments here tonight that are made or given to Alan will be made and entered into the official record. So if you submit something to Alan, you will get an official response from the section. So as noted, we have four folks that have asked to speak tonight. So we'll move to that part of the meeting. I would ask that you come to the podium here as we do have a recording device. I'll sit here at the table and I'll be timing you. And like I said, we'll shoot for 5 minutes, but if you run over a little bit, that's fine as well. So I'll call the first speaker in no order other than the time you arrived, Mr. Russell T.
Where'd that daddy go with that taser? I don't want to talk about it. I'm Russell Teague. I'm a concerned citizen, also property owner at White Oak. And just to be honest with you, when you mention Manfield or White Oak residence, that's backward. This stems back from probably 22 and a half years ago when we fought it so hard in the beginning, we just didn't have the money to stop it. We had the ideas to stop it, but we just didn't have the money to stop it. So with that being said, I do have some concerns about increasing this permit. I think that in the past, we've had some pretty shoddy work down there. I know there's a lot of problems that have been done down there. For one, you know, the mud on the road, you know all about this, and that's not what this meeting's about. So I'll get on with it. One of my biggest concerns is if we increase this permit to 400 tons a day, how long will our landfill last? I know everybody says 30 years. Personally, I don't see it lasting 30 years. In the beginning, 105 acres was purchased, and White Oak residents was told that it would last 40 years. We're 20 years into it. Now we're told it's going to last 30 years. And the landfill is increased double to what it was originally. So you can see that more property is being purchased. Our property, me and my siblings, is one property away from this landfill. So you can see my concerns. Another problem is groundwater. You know, I have a report that was done August 3rd, 2012. There's 11 contaminants right now in the groundwater at White Oak Landfill. Bottom line, I'll read it to you. North Carolina maximum contaminant level. In other words, it's the max, not approved. So I would like to know what we're going to do in the future to remedy these problems with groundwater. Is it going to last 30 years? You know, everybody says, yeah, it's going to last 30 years. Do the math. You know, we're talking about a lot of tonnage. I'll give you, for instance, hypothetically speaking, by my dang notes, 17 counties, possibility of being brought in. Right now, we're dumping approximately 58, 59,000 tons a year in White Oak Landfill. I took that number, I divided it, cut it in half, you know, give all the counties benefit of the doubt. Some will be bigger, some will be smaller. Multiply that by 17, what did I come up with? 493,000 tons in a year. And this is supposed to last 30 years. I have been told that, oh, the technology now is so much greater and so much better. We're doing the same thing down there that we've done for hundreds of years. We're dumping garbage, we're spreading it, we're packing it, putting dirt on it, and dumping more garbage. So this is some of my concerns with increasing this permit. I don't know. I'm told that there was an independent study done that it would last 30 years. I don't know that. I don't know that. I haven't seen that study. Folks, this should be on everybody's mind. I understand that in the long run, this is supposed to save the county $60 million. The taxpayer, $60 million. I'm not so naive to think that $60 million of savings is going to be put in a slush fund. And in 30 years, it's going to be used to purchase land and open a new landfill. $60 million in 30 years won't touch obtaining property and open opening a new landfill. And granted, I'm 57 years old, 30 years, I won't see that landfill filled. But my grandchildren will. And I would hate, no, to my grandchildren and say, here's your inheritance, you've inherited a landfill. So that is my concern. If we increase this permit, I still think there's some legwork that needs to be done on it. And I'll certainly try, I've got 30 days. And at the end of that 30 days, we'll submit it and see what happens. But this, we can't stop, this is a done deal. This has already been signed. 17 more counties is coming in. If this permit is approved, it's a done deal. It's my understanding that our fee of $127,000 a month, did you say something? Oh, okay. That our fee of $127,000 a month will not be increased. That the contractor is going to charge these counties that are brought in to make their money. So, let me get this straight. In a sense, they're going to make their money from 17 outside counties at the expense of filling up our landfill. And that just don't sit well with me. I'm sorry. I think that this really needs to be looked at again. You know, don't rob Peter to pay Paul at somebody else's expense. Because we just can't afford that in 30 years. I'm through. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move on to the next speaker. Sylvia?
Blakely,
okay, sorry about that. Old age and getting busy. Your comment, and are they pertinent to your comment?
Yes.
Step over here for a second.
I just wanted to know, really good issues that we need to expect to be able to take. And how many people that we need to bring in for consideration?
The second part of that I can't answer. The first part I can answer only in saying that once the public comment period is over with, we will review all of the comments and everything that comes in, and then whatever time that takes us to review that and know that after it comes in, then the permit would ultimately be issued at that point in time.
At the present time, is there any waste at all coming in from other counties, or is it just totally Haywood County right now?
Currently under the existing permit, it's Haywood County only.
I'm Sylvia Blakely. I've lived on White Oak for 22 years, and I've been involved in fighting this landfill from almost the very beginning. As Russell stated earlier, a public hearing is just a gathering of people to state their opinion on a subject that is already a done deal. When Santec submitted their bid to run the county landfill, one of the stipulations was that a permit modification to allow expansion to accept waste from any other market and increase the daily tonnage to 325 tons a day could and would be secured. That was before it was even the contract side, and that was when they put in a bid to do this. So it's been done for a long time. We're looking at over 3 million tons of outside garbage coming into our county. That means we're going to have like a 300-foot-high mountain, and that's the first thing that visitors coming from the west are going to see is garbage and stink. And I'm sure that the small business people would not appreciate people saying, let's pass Waynesville, let's go on. North Carolina, that's the first thing they see coming in North Carolina. At this time, there are 9 conditions that would deny this permit. None of them are violated. Sandtech has met every one. The conditions have not changed very much since the original permit was granted. So all I really have to say further than that is that the citizens of Haywood County have been had by this. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Julie.
All right, our next speaker is Ms. Lorena Smith.
Somehow, this came to me when I was reading about this meeting that was going to be held, and it interested me. And the reason why it interested me was because when I was a girl, about 10 years old, that's about 50 years ago, something like that, we didn't have landfills, we didn't have garbage pickup, I didn't know. We had a gully on the little farm where I grew up, and where my mom was a racker before we got into school. And people would come and ask us, could we dump, we've got some things to dump, and it's close to town, but we dump this, which Jim Francis has a landfill now, and I don't know how many are in that community. But anyway, I've just been interested and dismayed at how people litter the roads and how disrespectful that garbage people can be. Down at the lake where I live, the garbage pickup men took my garbage lid that had a chain hooked to the pail and threw it away if something happened to it. So these people can be disrespectful. Now, I don't know about the people that are going to bring this in, but you will run into a situation that where these are people that, I don't know, they may make $20,000, they may make $40,000 a year, but they're coming in with, I assume, a great big truck, and on the interstate or wherever, they may throw garbage up, other kinds of garbage on them. You know, they may leave you a crossword puzzle book to play with and answer, or it's just some thoughts that I have when this just seemed like it just came to me to read this. And another thing I would like, you said you couldn't ask questions, but maybe I'll point out that there's 100 counties. I remember doing all this when I was in 8th grade or 9th grade, writing the 100 counties, getting the information about the 100 counties. And so you've got 100 counties, you've got 18 that you say you're going to deal with. This gives you 5 totality in the state of North Carolina. This leaves a remainder of 10 over 18. 10 over 18, if my fraction is correct, is 5 9s. So what are you going to do with 5 9s? So, I want to get up to
you. Thank you. Okay. Mary Hammond, please.
My name is Mary Ann Hardy. We live just below the landfill on the Upper White Oak Mustard Heights Road. We built our little dream home there, and when the landfill was proposed, we'd already were in the process of our loan and building, so it wasn't something we could back out of. And I went and looked at the, where the landfill was going to be, and I said, don't worry, we're going to have a nice, you know, buffer between you and the landfill. And we came, we're moving, I'm coming back and forth once our little house was built, and I come back and they've totally cut all the trees down, all the buffer, and we're sitting there right with the landfill above us. I want to just say right out, outright, Mr. Preston, the new gentleman with Syntex, has been a good business neighbor. I have to say that, and I'm not, because I don't want anyone to think that I'm against a good business. I'm definitely for small business and against government. So, but the thing that's been that's upsetting now is that my husband has some physical things going on. We've been trying to sell our home. There's about 9 of us, I guess, in our neighborhood. And, 9 homes, and there's some property in between. Out of that 9, about 5 of us are trying to sell, and none of us can sell our property. I can't even get a realtor interested in listing it, so, and I'm an ex-realtor, real estate agent. So this has really been a real hardship for us, and right now, unfortunately, John built that real cleaning building, so when you come into the on the White Oak, you see this big building. Right away, someone's going to look up and say, what is that? Oh, there it is, and there's a nice little sign, a little local landfill sign. I'm thankful for John for being in there, because a few years back, I'm a nurse, and I was called into a patient's room. He said, I need to see my nurse right away. I went in, and he wasn't having chest pain, but he gave me chest pain, because what he said was, you tell me you live on White Oak, oh my gosh, get away from that landfill. They are dumping things in there you can't imagine. He says, you are being poisoned. And this is somebody that works for the county. So I went up to John this past year, and thank God. John took me around the landfill and showed me that they weren't dumping some of the things they were dumping, like the dead cattle and God knows what else was put in there. I mean, there was things I know that weren't supposed to be there. So now I got to trust the county and trust, now I got to trust 18 counties. Not that I don't trust John, but I got to trust 18 counties of trucks dumping stuff there that they don't want in their county. They're taking it to our county. Why? Why are they dumping it in their counties? Isn't it easier to put gas, the way gas is now, those big trucks, to bring it all the way over to us and not put it in their own county? Something's wrong. Not only that, you're going through the gorge. I drive through the gorge every day. And thank God, I mean, we put the barrier up so we aren't killed every single day. There used to be an accident there. Now, you got double lanes of trucks coming through there. What are you going to do when you have 18 counties of dump trucks going through there? We've got kids' buses going in and out of there. Kids go to school. And they don't abide the law. They don't stay in the right-hand lane like they're supposed to. There's double trucks parking there as soon as they know that the one policeman that we have on that area is gone at night. So, you know, there's so many things. They're dumping that into the Pigeon River. I thought we spent a big time trying to clean up the Pigeon River. Now we're dumping it into the Pigeon River again. So you're going to have 18 counties dumping their garbage into the Pigeon River. I don't understand it, and I think that there's something wrong. Here's what I say to you. If you are going to make millions of dollars, or you're going to save millions of dollars, my house is listed for $148,000. Buy it, and let me get out of there, because nobody's ever going to buy my home. Initially, they're going to buy it because of what is there now. Now, we got all over the news, and Swanger's standing up there, standing there telling, this is going to go on for 30 years. Well, great. I'm not going to live another 30 years to sell my house. You know, I'm 64. I need to be able, so someone buy my house. It's really upsetting. And I think that the county has to start thinking about the people that are here. I work every day. I don't take anything from this government. I contribute. And the least they can do is give respect to the people that are trying to make a living. And I'm not living in a $400,000 home. I'm living in something that we put our little heartache into to put money down to build this house. And I don't know. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mary, could you grab my paper back in? That's me. Yeah, I just need that one back. Just to make sure I get everything into the public record here. Okay, that's all the speakers we had signed up. I'll give one last opportunity if anyone wants to come forward at this point in time that didn't sign up previously. Okay, that's all the folks that are signed up. We have no further comments. We'll close the hearing at this time. I'll reiterate what I said earlier. The public comment period is open till 5 p.m. on February the 15th. All comments need to be directed to Alan, and if you don't have that information, you didn't get a fact sheet or whatever, come see me and Alan, and we'll get you that information. In addition, we'll hang around here for another 20 to 30 minutes and speak with you about any questions you may have about the facility. Otherwise, let the record show that I'm closing the public hearing at 6:04 p.m. Thank you for coming out, and I hope you have a good evening.